Today on Wings, you'll hear interviews with Mama Shamsa and one of the young Kenyan women she has helped to escape a cycle of crime. Mama Shamsa received a Zayed Award for Human Fraternity in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, in 2023. The award comes with a substantial financial contribution.
During my journey of transforming juvenile gangs and women affected by sexual gender-based violence and terrorism, I had reached a dead end. I had lost hope. I begged, cried, and prayed for an opening or a breakthrough towards achieving my mission of giving them alternative livelihood skills. Your Highness, Your Excellencies, God answered my prayer and directed Zayed Award for Human Fraternity Committee to me.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Young people in Kenya, especially those desperately poor or ill-cared for, are vulnerable to recruitment for crime, terrorism, or both. The most avid terrorist recruiters in Kenya are from Al-Shabaab. Al-Shabaab formed in Somalia, the country just north of Kenya, which has suffered decades of political turmoil, crime, and civil war. The name Al-Shabaab translates to the youth. Our reporter Diana Wanyonyi interviewed a near recruit.
It's a rainy Tuesday in Kenya's second capital city, Mombasa. I have alighted from public transport matatu to take a public transport motorcycle, commonly known as boda boda, to the area known as Katisha. Here, I met Queen, not her real name. At the tender age of 15 years, Queen, who was still schooling, was lured by her friends to join extremist group Al-Shabaab as a fighter with pay, but she refused.
Nilikuwa nasoma, hapo nilikuwa na kama miaka 15 hivi. Nilikuwa na marafiki zangu, nilikuwa nasoma nao town. Sasa hao marafiki zangu walikuwa wanatoka saa nyingine wanaenda wanasema wanaenda msikitini. Kenda kwa msikitini mara naona wanatoka tena wakirudi wana pesa wana, na yani naona anakaa vizuri sasa mimi mwenyewe sasa ile maisha kulingana na ile maisha nilikuwa naishi huko nyumbani kwanza nilikuwa naishi maisha mazuri lakini sasa kuna vile familia yangu ikaja ikakua ikabidi tukarudi huko kwa wajomba ambao kwa kina mamangu kwa marafiki zangu walikuwa wanapenda
I was still in school I remember when I was 15 years old I had these female friends and classmates who were always frequenting a certain mosque. I saw them come out and they had a lot of money. They used to live lavish lives. I admired them very much because I had nothing. I have a broken family. We were forced to go and live with my uncles. My friends convinced me so much, but I turned down their requests. One day, while they were on heavy drugs, I took their mobile phones. I was shocked to see their videos in Somalia training as Al-Shabaab fighters. I was shocked. One of the girls woke up and continued convincing me to join them, as they earn a lot of money. I was again reluctant, but then I gave in. We traveled from Mombasa by bus to Nairobi, a place known as Eastleigh, in the interior part. They told me that they will train me how to use gun and how to fight. They said that I should fight a jihad war. I changed my heart because thoughts of my brothers crossed my mind. What if something bad would happen to me? I again turned down their requests. At night, I said that since I refused to join them, they can kill me because I have known their secrets. I woke up and stole from them their belongings and boarded a bus back to Mombasa.
Vile utakuwa train, vile utapigania jihad. Niambia jihad nini? Kwa nini umesile mjuma na jihad? Wewe utaenda kujulia huko jihad. Nikamwambia, yani wrong ulikata. rongo likatani kila nikuwa nikifikiria nafikiria mandugi zangu nkaona mbona shajua siri yao wanaweza hata kuniua nikabidi mimi nkawaibia nkarudi zangu Mombasa.
Instead, at the age of 16, she involved herself with friends who were armed robbers. Her major role was to lure men to her side in the clubs, drag them, and let him be beaten sometimes to death by her robber friends.
Nikaja nikawa niko tu kumtani, niko kivyangu, nikashikana tu na vikundi tu vya huko kumtani mtaani, tuenda klabu, kama mtu kama amelala, ilikuwa tuenda tu kama hizi disco hizi za rusini nini.
Here in Mombasa, I got attached with a gang group. We started going to rob people in clubs, discos, and even at wedding functions. Life was hard, extremely hard. My parents refused to take care of us. So, being the firstborn, I was a breadwinner. At our relatives' place, we were denied food most of the time. So, life forced me to find a way out to provide for my siblings.
Sana nikisema ni akumbuke nitakuwa nasikia uchungu yani nilikuwa naishi maisha ambayo sina wazazi lakini nilikuwa na wazazi wote walikuwa lakini sasa nilikuwa tuishi kwa nyanya na ni nyumba ya familia tu yani waelewa tu vile jinsi nyumba ya familia ilivyo yani mambo ni mengi mara singine mwenye mwa chakula mara mpewi mara ingine analipwa shuleni sasa kazi za hapo niko na kama miaka 16 na ilikuwa 17 ika sasa tuakakasa ingine tuenda pale Kongoya, pale sokoni, pale makaburini, pale. Tuacheza kamari.
Sometimes we used to rob businessmen who were coming from the largest market in East Africa, that is Kongoya market. We hit them with a machete and rob them.
Kipitana hapo jesi ndo tutakuikia besi. Ama kama asubuhi ile watu wanarauka ile asubuhi. Nuko najitetea. Tuenda guesti na hai vizuri. Tukifika pale guesti, zailo mtu mwanaume amejitayarisha eti yeye aenda zake kuingia sibi kuoga sibi nini na nini. Ukitoka ameshachukua vitu, kinifuata ukinishika na kwambia.
I also used to drug men who paid guest rooms for us to have sex. When he goes to take a shower, I steal all his belongings, including his clothes. When he confronts me, I scream, saying that he wants to rape me because I'm a minor. He feels ashamed and he goes away.
Utainiona, kwa nafanya vitu vangu mahali ambapo ni mtu anijui. Mimi nikija mtaani watu wananiona tu wanajua.
I was doing all these bad things in a place where no one knows me. People used to say I am a robber, but they didn't have any evidence.
Na kana vijana spini na nini ona. Lakini sasa walikuwa hajaniona hata siku moja. Walikuwa wanafanya tu kunisikia. Sasa kama kwa watu wa mtaani mimi nilikuwa siwaonyeshi. Mimi nilikuwa nachukua kimya, lakini sasa upande wa hizi silaha zangu nilikuwa natumia.
People where I lived never knew what I do. I would attack most of my male clients inside a club at night, or if a man wants to have sex with me, I just drug his soda with the powdered tobacco and there he sleeps. Or if not, if he insists to go to the guest house, I privately contact some of my gang members who attacks him by hitting him with machete. If he dies or he lives, it's up to him. We rob him and we leave.
Zao ubavu uchukuliwe watu waende zao. Sindano mkoko sindano sana alikuwa na yani natumia nao kwa wanawake.
I also used to attack women with a rusty syringe. I used to mix colors. One might think it's blood. I threatened them to surrender their belongings, saying that if you don't comply, I will inject you with this blood that is infected with HIV. This makes the victim weak, and she ends up surrendering her belongings to me. We used to disperse red paper, commonly known as masala, in the air in a place where there's a big political event or where people go to relax and enjoy themselves, such as a place known as Mamangina. People start sneezing, That is the time we attack and steal from them.
Events kubwa kubwa hivi kwa masiasa masiasa nini tukirusha tu juu hivi ama tukipiga mayai visa pale. Watu harufu harufu masala masala chemua watu wanaibiwa.
Queen lived a double life. Why? After she witnessed killings of some gang friends by the police in cold blood, she decided to peddle and sell marijuana. A hustle, she says, was to provide for her siblings.
Metulia tu kabidi sana nirudie tena hizi gangs za huko kumtaani. Hivyo hivyo kwenda club kuibia watu nini na nini na nini. Ah. Duka sana nimekaa. Kanipata pesa, kaanza kuuza bangi. Nisimacha niuze bangi.
I was forced to join bad gangs in the area. I used to go and steal people's stuffs from the clubs. I got money and I started selling marijuana. I was selling it at the same time. I was still an armed robber. Police were always on my neck and it bothered me so much. My neighbors came to know that I'm peddling drugs and at the same time I'm hosting people from bad gangs. Bad things I used to do, I hid inside selling marijuana, but terrible things I used to do remained my secret. In 2020, Queen decided to reform and join the Kazi Kwa Vijana initiative that intended to keep jobless youth busy by giving them casual jobs. Kazi Kwa Vijana is a Swahili word meaning work for youths. This initiative helped youths who were engaging in criminal activities to reform. After a while, I got a casual job from the government under Kazi Kwa Vijana. Then I met Mama Shamsa. She took me to seminars where I was empowered to leave bad things I did. I changed and reformed. When I met her in 2021, I was also frying and selling Irish potatoes. Mama Shamsa chipped into my business by supporting me by buying for me clothes and shoes so that I can sell. And I'm still doing that business.
Mpaka ikafika mali ni nikaamua nikabadilika. Nikaani mambo siataki. Mama Shamsa ngija kupata naye wakati mimi pia nilikuwa niko na biashara kangu 2021 nilikuwa napika viazi aliniongezea mtaji. Aliongezea mtaji akaniongezea madera, akaniongezea viatu na hivyo vitu vingine nilikuwa nahitaji.
On Wings, you are listening to interviews by our Kenya correspondent, Diana Wanyonyi. The speaker you just heard, the former robber and drug dealer we call Queen, is now 35 years old and in legitimate sales business. Thanks to Diana's next interviewee, the peace mediator and community mobilizer called Mama Shamsa. Shamsa convenes groupings from many sectors of society and helps them lay the foundation for building peace.
The lady that Queen was talking about is Mombasa-based community mobilizer and peace builder in Kenya. Her name is Shamsa Abubakar Fadhil. In February this year, 2023, she was honored and received the Zaid Award for Human Fraternity, award that is recognized globally for nurturing youths in Kenya and saving young people from lives of violence, crime, and extremism. She has provided them with counseling, care, and training. Fadhil has also led major campaigns in Kenya and Greater Africa to draw awareness to violence against women and championed women and youth empowerment.
There are so many pull and push factors that make our youths lose hope for living. We have a lot of drug abuse in Mombasa County. There is a lot of negligence, parental negligence. There are a lot of, the family circle has been broken. And there are a lot of single parents who get pregnant, not prepared of the tasks of taking care of a baby. We have a lot of divorce cases which take a lot of toll on the women, and the women's expectancy of high livelihood is already increasing, and everybody wants to be at par leaving behind the most important aspect of taking care of your kids. And in my area, there was a lot of criminality going on, being done by very, very young kids who were supposed to be in school. And when you look at the parents don't even care, they don't even bother. It's like this is their life. Their duty was to give birth only. And the rest, if the child doesn't listen, the child is left to the society. But people should know that it takes a society to bring up a good child who will be a responsible man in the same society. As long as one child is a criminal, the rest of the children who are not criminals won't be at peace, because the child who's a criminal will attack the ones who are not criminals. So in order to for us to live in harmony, we have to ensure there is peace and security in our area. There were 5 kids who were killed in my area. There were 7 in total. 2 were from another village, but they were all friends, and the oldest was 17, the youngest was 15. And it touched me as a mother, thinking, I have a 17-year-old son and he's still in school. Why is that one with a bullet in his head? And I said, no, we have to think outside the box. We have to work with the government. We have to talk to the police. We work together and we make sure the society is safe. The society is peaceful. You cannot kill in order to bring peace. That one never happened. It's only through dialogue. It's only through dialogue. And I started the dialogue process involving every Tom, Dick and Harry I see. We started in 2018. And actually, it bore results. We reduced the crime rate by 45%. And I was given a Mashujaa Heroine Badge by the President and an HSC High State Commendation Award in 2020. And since that time, I've got a lot of stakeholders, because peace is a multi-sectorial thing. You cannot do it alone. Everybody has a part to play in ensuring there is peace. If you see talk, if you hear talk, if you sense talk, whom are you talking to? You're talking to another person, and the other person is talking to another person. Action is taken, and everything moves on smoothly. In that project, I was noticed globally. I got an award. Zaid Award from Humanitarian Fraternity on Peace Building and Coexistence.
What does the award entail, and how was the selection?
I don't know how the selection was made, I'll be honest. They just called me to tell me to nominate myself. I refused. Then they told me to nominate somebody. I decided to nominate so that they stop bothering me. But in actual sense, I was already nominated without me knowing, only later to find out UN had written a letter recommending me for that award, and several other organizations, even Dushawela in Germany, had written a letter to recommend me. It's an award which is not known. It's not yet publicized. But the first recipient was the Pope of Francis and the Imam of Al-Azhar Mosque, the biggest mosque in the world for Muslims and Christians. There should be harmony between Muslims and Christians. And they were the first people to sign an agreement. They will work together, which was very, very commendable. I also forgot to tell you, I'm also in interfaith. I believe in interfaith. I am a member of the Kenya Women of Faith Network, and I'm actually the chair of Mombasa Women of Faith Network, where we have 11 religious entities, Muslims, Hindus, Christians, and we work together amicably. Yeah, we have to live in peace and harmony by accepting each other's diversities, accepting each other's religious beliefs and respecting them. Not even accepting, only even respecting them. That's the first fundamental basis of living in peace, because when we talk of violent extremism, which is part of insecurity, they try to use the religious scriptures to divide us. There is no religion book which advocates for violence. They are just distorting the information. Unless we work together, I know what your religion says, you know what my religion says, and somewhere in between we meet and we agree on certain things. And the Pope and the Imam got the award for that. And mine also was part of that, because I also work with religious institutions. I was also the co-chair to the county commissioner on the multi-sectoral election preparedness, because Mombasa was branded as a hotspot.
and all the media houses were here expecting there will be war, but we worked tirelessly, talked to the politicians, talked to the youths, the women, the girls, the disability, everybody in the business people. We talked, we can hold the peaceful elections, and we got the results from 71% to 2%. In Mombasa, you could see the attacks. The people involved in violent extremism were all coming from Mombasa. Yes, and the perpetrators know there is a weak link, especially in our religious institutions, and that's where they go for our kids. And it's not the religious institution only. I sit in the County Action Plan Committee for Mombasa. I'm part of the secretariat, where we find ways to ensure that each and everybody knows about prevention of violent extremism. Mm. We have held forums, focus group discussions, youth forums, women forums. We have six pillars in that. The ideology pillar, where the priests and the sheikhs come in. We have the gender pillar, where the women come in. Women, because are most affected. Whether the husband goes, whether the child goes, a woman is affected. And we have the political pillar. We need the politicians to pass policies. We have the economic pillar, where our youth are crying out for employment opportunities. And there are six. There is the political and law legal pillar. People should be aware of the laws surrounding the Violent Extremism Act, the Porter Act, and we have to bring everybody on board. We have pillar heads, and it is being chaired by the county commissioner and co-chaired by the governor and the secretary, CSOs, different CSOs, and peace actors like me. So many people are involved. Yeah, it's a big thing. It's a big thing. And actually, we've managed. And we have the education pillar. The last one is the education pillar, where we bring all the education needs, because this message has to go to the schools. Extremism now goes back to the schools. You know, when a child starts burning at school, he wants to graduate from burning to killing. Mm-hmm. And we have to curb that child in school. Mm-hmm. We've brought on board teachers, we've brought on board lecturers, we are bringing on board even universities now. We've managed to talk to the university association, the association, and we are ready to train them. Yeah, we have programs.
Where does police come in?
Maybe the which police pillar? Are under law and legal.
Okay, under law and legal.
Yeah.
Where also, with the legal, you talk about also the lawyers?
Yeah.
And people to know their rights?
Their rights, yeah.
When they go to courts?
Court, yeah. We have judges, magistrates. We have the magistrates in that pillar. We have lawyers.
Advocates.
Advocates, yeah. We have advocates in that pillar. Actually, that pillar is led by an advocate.
In Kenya's legal system, only advocates can represent clients in court. Mama Shamsa next addresses youth recruitment by Somali terrorist organization Al-Shabaab.
If my son goes to Al-Shabaab, 90% as a mother, I would not know. If I see my son going to the mosque as a mother, I thank God my son has been pious. But what is my son being taught in the mosque? As a mother, I don't know, because I don't go there. And what used to happen is, when my son is branded as an Al-Shabaab and he runs away, I'm losing.
As a mother?
As a mother, because I've lost a son. But the police don't want to know.
That's a criminal.
Your son is a criminal? You are a criminal.
You're also branded.
You are also branded as a mother. You are branded by the police, because the police will be on your neck. Tell us, give this info, give us this information. We've seen mothers being taken to court. Mm-hmm. But at long last, the National Counterterrorism Center have brought about the reintegration process. Mm-hmm. The integration, where the people, the boys who come back, are integrated back to society. Those who wanted to go and have opted out are integrated back to society. And the mothers who have lost their husbands, who have lost their children, they've come up with programs, they've been given alternative living livelihoods.
But is it really working, the integration process?
Yeah, it is. I've seen wonders. Hmm. I've seen wonders. The women used to come and flock at my house, crying. They didn't know where to go. They could not go to the police. Mm-hmm. Some women were even afraid to tell the police, my son has disappeared. But due to that act, the women now have gone to the police station, and they were taken to Marina for 1 week. Mm-hmm. Some had lost their husbands, some had lost the breadwinners. And they have businesses running right now, done by NCTC. Mm-hmm. I'm a witness to that.
Speaking about youths joining Al-Shabaab, can you talk about young girls also being recruited?
Yeah. You know, Al-Shabaab are very charismatic. When you close one hole, they open another. At first, we used to counter. We wait for them to attack. And when the government counters. And we were not winning this war. Because it's about ideology. Yes. At first, Al-Shabaab used the religious scriptures. And they used poverty. You don't have any work. I have work for you. I'll take you in a... They don't tell you you're going to Somalia. They'll mention you're going to Ghana. Somebody from the village, you make sure he gets his birth certificate, you take out his passport, you put him in an airplane. For the first time, he doesn't know. Only to realize he's in Somalia.
Who pays for that?
Them. Al-Shabaab have money. Al-Shabaab have money, they have equipment, they are patient. Very patient. We might be even be living with one here. And you won't know.
Wow.
It's like they're praying.
Very patient.
Very patient. And they have the money.
And tactical.
There is, yeah. And very tactical. When that one was known, they turned to religious scriptures and started distorting them. Mm-hmm. When the sheikhs and the pastors came out in full force, training people now on how to detect on religious scriptures, they moved. They wanted the doctors and engineers. They were attacking universities and taking our sons and daughters.
Where?
From there now, a woman is known as a weak person who cannot hold a gun. They went to our women. We have women terrorists who are financiers. They're the ones who carry bombs. They pretend they're pregnant. And you know, when you're pregnant, the police does not search you. And illegal ammunition comes in. Bombs this coming.
Yeah, this reminds me of those women who bombed one of the police station, who attacked the
central.
Police station central.
Yeah, that girl was in South Sea. You see, the trend is changing. Now, they are taking our sons while our sons are in our homes. You see your son locked up, he's always on his phone.
Yeah.
Recruitment is going there. Take your phone, tap Telegram. It will ask you which group you want to join.
So
we have to be tactical and alert always. We have to talk to each other. Always, 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 always. As human beings, we have a tendency to forget. When it's calm, we think everything is okay. When it's calm, they're not sleeping, they're plotting.
With all these tactics, you still managed to help these young girls and boys to come out from there.
You know, dialogue does a lot. People don't know the weight of dialogue. Dialogue has eased the tensions between nations. Super nations, superpower nations, just by talking. And it's our duty to talk to each other, not at each other.
Dialogue.
Yeah. It works. Miracles. Dialogue with your child at home. Don't talk to him. Talk to him. You see, don't talk at him. Just talk.
Conversation.
Let him, yes. Just have a conversation. And you will be shocked at what he knows. Especially this 9-year-old boys now.
That was Shamsa Abubakar Fadhil, commonly known as Mama Shamsa. And I am Diana Wanyonyi in Mombasa.
Diana Wanyonyi also interviewed reformed robber Queen. Wings thanks all our supporters, including your local community radio stations, Suzette Cullen and Genevieve Vaughan, whose events can be found on the website maternalgifteconomymovement.org. That's all one word, maternalgifteconomymovement.org. Find more from Wings on our page at facebook.com/wingsradio, and hear back editions on our new website, wingsradio.org/wordpress. The Wings Sound logo is from Libana's album, A Circle is Cast. I'm Wings Series producer Frieda Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
To the same place. Nowhere. So, if the beginning is the end, and the end is the beginning,